Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you have itches or pinches or need to shift your body, attend to these matters. It's perfectly all right. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease. As you allow yourself to relax even more now, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch, to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine, just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, aware of your back and your neck, again just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, and noticing how now even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware, the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out,
a good feeling.
Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you were so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you're already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going ever deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just relax. Let everything around you fade away. There's just you and there's the voice. You and the voice. Now you're going to watch a play containing a few scenes. Some will talk about your body, some will mention your abilities, some will talk about your personality. They have something in common, though. They are all about you, and they are all safe, nice, friendly, simply magical. Relax and enjoy the words slipping slowly, deeply, down under your skin, touching your mind, changing it, making it so much easier to feel something new, different from your usual sensations, to make your senses see new things, hear new sounds, have a slightly different feel to them. And suddenly you realize that the words, you know what they're going to say, even before they are actually said. Those words, they speak of things that you love. Unicorns, transformation, friendship, happiness, love, words of kindness, gentleness, creativity, and wonder. Things that bring a smile to your face and relax you, knowing that they're just what you find wonderful. You feel that you're in a new place, elsewhere. With green grass and beautiful trees everywhere around you. You can hear water flowing, birds chirping. You can see beautiful fluttering butterflies. Feel the fresh air, the wind slightly blowing on you. You feel so very relaxed. The sight, the sound of magical, extropic nature brings a strong calm to the very core of your heart, touching you in a very, very special way. Gentle, magical, loving nature, so unlike the brutal evolutionary world of Earth. Here, in the elsewhere, the grass yearns for you to eat it. The sun cannot burn, but only shines with healing light, and every animal and being seeks harmony in its own way. This is a wonderland of endless abundance and eternal compassion and peace. This world welcomes you. Welcome to elsewhere, little unicorn. Just let yourself relax into the sensations of this place as you feel magical changes slowly, surely wash over you. As you relax, you notice something new about your body. You can feel something about you is changing, altering, as you feel the beauty of such kindly nature overwhelming you. The changes start happening. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow soft, a nice, warm, tingling feeling beginning at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upwards slowly, deeply, penetrating into your being. As the softness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, oozing together like melting wax to form a fleshy bulb, the bones of your hand elongating into a single, strong, long equinoid cannon, the fingers melding together, so that only the middle finger remains. It grows thick and wide, transforming into your fetlocks. And from this bulb of flesh erupts what used to be your fingernail, which has now grown heavy and thick and strong, to become a fine and proper hoof. Your hoof. A hoof for both of your new forelegs. Your lovely new hooves. So smooth and shining. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remains beautiful, shiny hooves. The bones of your rear legs and shins shrink close to your body, while the bones of your foot melt together and stretch to become the long rear canons of an equine. The toes melt together, bulbing, then erupting to form your lovely rear hooves to give you the proper hind legs of a unicorn. Four legs, now your lovely hind legs with lovely hooves, and your exquisite forelegs with equally lovely hooves. You can feel your hooves, your four good hooves, all hard and shiny and strong. Strong hooves to trot and gallop and canter and amble upon. Beautiful, wonderful hooves, like you have always wanted, like you have always known you should have. Your correct hooves, your correct unicorn forelegs and hind legs. So hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. A proper quadruped, able to run like the wind, stable and sturdy. A proper unicorn stance. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire. Your forelegs and hind legs undergo the unstoppable transformation into your true form, your true unicorn form, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. As the changes pass, you feel new feelings in your heart, new kinds of emotions going through your mind, a different pattern of your thoughts. So beautiful, yet so different from what you usually feel from day to day. At the same time, you feel happy because you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feelings of contentment, feelings of safety and wonder and magic. There's such gentleness in being a unicorn, and beauty and joy too. There's a calmness, an absolute glee that fills your heart to truly be magical and be a unicorn. Tenderness, love, connections with every living creature. You are a true and beautiful unicorn mare, a beloved and magical animal. Friendship and kindness is always something completely and totally innate to you, as simple and automatic as breathing, in and out. As a unicorn, you are compassionate, devoted, loyal, and true. Your love is boundless, your existence eternal, your nature intrinsically magical. This is what you are. Isn't it fascinating to be such a thing? Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are slightly wider apart. Your proper mare's udders between your legs, soft and small. Perhaps one day you might suckle your own little foal. You feel, with a twinge of embarrassed shock, that it does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind and your body to experience these changes, so different from human life, and so welcome and wonderful. A quick surge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two. It is the birth of your tail. Fully formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it, and you feel a slight, happy shudder. It is a lovely, long tail, just as you have always desired. You feel a heaviness from it, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive unicorn tail to complement your new unicorn backside. a proper tail, just as you've always wanted, just as you've always known you should have. It's a little embarrassing, you know, that you can't help but enjoy the sensations and wonder what comes next. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from human existence, and so desirable and appropriate. You are a unicorn, and you are becoming yourself, fully becoming a unicorn. The transformation is so magical, so wonderful. It is so marvelous to watch your own creation. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, making your voice become a bit softer, perhaps lighter, gentler, kinder, a shy, calming, lovely and feminine voice. Your feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, spooling down the back of your neck and over your new unicorn shoulders, down your back to become your withers, long, soft mane, draping down from your pole and withers, covering you in shimmering loveliness, a soft, beautiful mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch out, roaming upwards, becoming sweetly curved, pointed, equine ears at the top of your head. These are your new ears. They're covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warm and comfort you as they move to catch the slightest sound. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be able to move your new unicorn ears. Well in front of your ears, just above and to the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your horn, a horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, powerful, magical unicorn horn extending to its tip, perhaps glowing softly while it grows, bathed in thematic light. The magic fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow until it eventually fully forms with a clear spiral, a spiral unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted, just as you've always known you should have. I wonder if you could feel it tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep into your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. The power of your mind and will channeled through the spiral horn to levitate, to move objects by thought, by will, to lift and float things, to turn them and bring them to you or push them around. You manipulate your world with the power of your horn, with the power of your mind, to cast spells, to alter the world in little and big ways, to effect change. Your lovely horn is your magic wand, the focus of your natural power as the unicorn you are. The power is right there. It is always right there. It was always right there. For you are a unicorn. For you are the stuff and wellspring of magic itself. With mild surprise, you now feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your face as your jaw grows outward to become your proper equinoid muzzle. Wide, flat teeth fill your unicorn mouth now. Teeth perfect for the taste of sweet grasses, delicate flowers, and savory grains, which makes you feel a heightened sense of taste and smell. Suddenly, products of nature, fruits and vegetables, feel so much better, so much nicer to you, so much tastier to you, just as if they were the perfect meal for you, young unicorn. Your muzzle extends out so naturally to form your unicorn head. You can feel your eyes changing, growing larger. Your iris changes color to a lovely gold. Your eyes, your bright golden eyes. Your eyelashes grow out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could pat them ever so gently, feeling the soft, gentle lashes on your lids. And as you realize that, the head is finished. A lovely equine head for a lovely unicorn mare. And now a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin. You feel soft, short, milk-white fur covering your entire body, leaving you with a full equine coat. Soft and downy, silky and shining, a beautiful, healthy coat over your beautiful, healthy unicorn body. A lovable, tender, humble mare who loves everything and everybody. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel bashful, feminine, a little embarrassed at your transformation, but enjoying it utterly. Even as you speak, the voice is an equine one, showing no hints of what you used to be, because you are a true and complete unicorn now. No trace of your earlier shape. You feel love from the depths of your heart, warming it, wanting to give your kindness to everyone around you. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves, the four-legged gait and swishing tail, the graceful spiral horn and pointed ears, the new, shy, calming feelings of love, kindness, friendship, and a new attachment toward the fruits of nature, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. Already your mind feels such happy thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic, curious of your new body, but enjoying it totally. All yours to enjoy and play in your happy unicorn life, in your magical, lucid unicorn dreams. Did you know that? Unicorns can remember their dreams, their magical dreams, and in them, they can be fully aware and fully conscious that they are dreaming. It is in these lucid, magical dreams that unicorns can talk and meet easily with their friends and lovers in the multiverse. Your lucid dreams are your multiversal internet. Isn't it fascinating how useful and fun and happy your fully aware, conscious dreams are? How wonderful to be a unicorn who can have such magical dreams, to run in the green fields of the elsewhere, to visit the places you miss from beyond the harsh earth, to be yourself and wear your true unicorn body. Oh, such wondrous, conscious dreams. Always, you are a true unicorn mare. And whenever you say the phrase, "I am a good little unicorn," you will feel every single change I described coming back to you, returning to you, to this proper and noble state of mind, becoming stronger and stronger with every change, the desire to listen again seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful unicorn, because you love being the beautiful unicorn you are. And as you're reminded of the area around you, the grass, the trees, the rivers, the birds, the animals, you realize that you can always, as a mare, just close your eyes, sit down or lay comfortably, and just imagine yourself drifting away to return to the place that feels so close and natural to you, the place where you can live as the lovely little unicorn you are. And now it is time to wake back up, waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new unicorn body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One, beginning to wake up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy, my lovely little unicorn.